are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back to work. Back to work. Vacation over. You know what? I got to tell you, I was kind of grumpy about the whole Christmas and New Year's not being on a weekend, but falling in the middle of the week. But isn't this cool? You know, you have Christmas Day, you have New Year's Day, smack in the middle of the week. So for those of us that have to go back to work the next day, we only have a couple more days, then it's the weekend. And then, although coming from Vegas, most of us, you know, our weekends are in the middle of the week, you know, because we're 24/7 type of thing. But it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I think I like having the holidays in the middle of the week. Of course, I ate way too much. I am so bloated. I cannot look at another piece of chocolate. Now, mind you, I had a couple chocolate cookies just a couple minutes ago, but I cannot look at another piece of chocolate. No more chocolate cookies. You know, I tell my staff to store it all up for, you know, like the winter type of thing, store it for the summer. We get so many cookies and so many goodies and chocolate and junk food that, you know, you get overwhelmed, and then all of a sudden, all of us are like PMSing, right, mid-February, and there's no chocolate anywhere. Some of you have asked about my office manager. She did pass her mucus plug. She did go into labor Christmas Day. Oh, of course, the mucus plug is important. You guys need to hear about that. She did go into labor Christmas Day, but had the baby the day after Christmas. So we're pretty good about that. Of course, the office is going to be, you know, kind of scrambling around a little unorganized while she's gone. But she did have the baby. We're so happy. Little Lennox, little 7 pounds, I believe 10 ounces. I saw the baby last night. He's so cute. Little baby, you know, the little baby feet. So we're pretty happy about that. So our office manager is good. And I mean, if you thought I was unorganized, wait till you see her gone for a month. I mean, yeah, so we're going to be pretty unorganized, but that's okay. I don't mind. Hope you guys all had a phenomenal holiday. You know, for Christmas dinner, we actually cooked goose. We had goose, and I didn't realize it was kind of a mistake that I bought the goose. What had happened is Thanksgiving, I bought a whole bunch of, you know, food for Thanksgiving. And I saw, you know, the turkey was kind of cheap, and there was goose next to the turkey. So I'm like, well, crap, I'll just buy the goose and the turkey because, wow, if it's cheap, we'll mix it up. For Christmas, we'll have goose. And even though we're Jewish, we still always do a Christmas dinner and we have people come over. We just don't eat ham. Okay, I mean, if you're ever going to come to my house on Christmas Day, just don't be expecting ham. You know, we still got to be kind of kosher. So we had goose, and goose is kosher, I guess. I mean, as long as you don't, you know, top it with bacon. And so, you know, I'm at the checkout counter buying all this Thanksgiving stuff, and it, you know, came to $250. And they're offering me Rachel Ray saucers and all sorts of stuff. And I'm like, why did I spend $250? But I figured, you know what, Thanksgiving, maybe the turkey was more expensive. So my hubby is preparing the goose the other day, and he's like, Dahlia, you bought a $90 bird, and there's no meat on it. $90, right? The whole reason we didn't travel this year was to save money because we did not have money to go and travel, right? I know it was the in-law thing, but the excuse we're giving to the media is it was a money thing. And then here I am, I spent $90 on a goose. There was hardly any meat on it. So a lot of you were going, well, Dahlia's having goose, so maybe I should have goose for Christmas next year or for New Year's Day. No, don't. I wouldn't buy. I was really disappointed in that bird. But think about it. Remember we were talking about Duck Duck Goose on the show a while back, right? You know, you'd be in school, and the kids would all be in a circle, and you'd smack their head, and you'd go, duck, duck, and then all of a sudden, you'd pick goose, and then you'd have to, like, run around the place, and whoever was goose really hated being goose. Maybe there's something to that. Maybe people realize that goose really isn't that good. Now, mind you, we could have probably cooked it better, but again, you know, we were kind of rushing and all sorts of stuff. Now, another thing I want to tell you I did, even though I know you guys don't want to hear about my Christmas break, but, you know, tough, it's my show, and I'm the one with the microphone. This is a little trick of the trade. I live in Las Vegas. Now, we're going to have people come over for Christmas dinner, but Christmas Eve, remember, we're already broke from all the Hanukkah gifts we had to give our kids. So we don't do a Christmas Eve in our house because we're Jewish and we do the Hanukkah. So I went online to see if there were any inexpensive rooms in Vegas, right, to do a little mini staycation. And it's dirt cheap. Christmas Eve in Vegas is dirt cheap. That is one of the secrets of Vegas. So what we did is we got a room at the Luxor, and I took the kids to the bodies exhibit. Have any of you guys seen the bodies exhibit? Okay, now mind you, I'm a doctor, right? And you'd think, you know, I wouldn't need to go and see that. I live for that stuff. I think it's cool. It's expensive. I got to tell you, the bodies exhibit is expensive, but thank heavens my kid had like a 2-for-1 coupon. And I'm not really big on finding coupons and clipping coupons and stuff, but thank God I have this one because it was kind of expensive. And, you know, we started to be all grumpy going, oh, wait a second, man, we're spending this kind of money to see, you know, what I saw in medical school. But I got to tell you, it was worth every penny. Apparently, Luxor has this exhibit. I'm not trying to do a commercial for them, but just you guys got to realize how awesome this is. Where you see a body that's not gross and it doesn't stink. You don't smell formaldehyde. And you see the layers of the blood vessels and the nerves and the muscles and the testicles and everything. Not to, you know, so I mean, you actually get to see what the human body looks like, and everything is colored like the way it should be. Then you actually see regular artifacts. You can actually see cancerous lungs, cancerous breast tissue. I hope I'm not giving it all away and Luxor's going to get mad. And then you see fetuses at different stages and how big they are and how, you know, small they are and how tiny they are at like 4 weeks. You know, so of course, you know, my kids are there and I'm like, you know, that's what you look like in my tummy. You know, and they didn't want to hear that because they started talking about my uterus and stuff. But it was amazing. But I got to tell you, that is the coolest part. If you go to this bodies exhibit, what they do is like a CT scan. They have slices of the body. And it's not gross. This is really important. These are people who were older. Nobody was a kid that had donated their bodies to science. They were older. They either had lung cancer or something. So it's okay. They were happy to do it. And you saw slices, like coronal sections and sagittal sections. It was so cool. Now, what was really good about that is then we wanted to go and eat dinner, and I didn't really have an appetite. Even after that, none of us had appetites, so that was good. We didn't spend that much money on dinner. But, so that was kind of our Christmas Eve, then our Christmas Day with the goose, and then back to work. You know, so hope you guys had an equally exciting time. Come on, that was exciting. All right, we got a lot of medical news and medical stories to talk about. And, of course, your medical questions and everything I have to catch up on over the last couple of days. So don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Didn't we? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, of course I got emails because, you know, people know that I'm a workaholic. And, by the way, we're still getting those dirty emails. Oh, my gosh. So I know you guys are listening because when I talked about how I'm sick and tired of people, you know, saying their name is, I don't know, vagina and penis and they're writing the website, you guys are still doing that, by the way. And, you know, it was funny, right, the first 50, but, you know, it's getting kind of old. So you really don't need to be sending me those, okay? And then I think one said camel toe. Really? That's your name, really? Yeah, yeah. So thank you, but no thank you. But we actually got some serious emails. Of course, you know what to do now. You know, we're coming up on New Year's. Many of us feel bloated. We're gaining weight. We want to, you know, kind of save up for liver for New Year's. By the way, you can't do that. You know, it's so funny to hear people trying to save their liver for New Year's. Okay? I mean, you know, if you're going to, you know, make a mess of your liver on New Year's, you know, maybe let me go back for a second. If you don't have cirrhosis of the liver already, you're going to probably be in a better healthy state walking into New Year's Eve than you know, yeah, than having cirrhosis. So I get that. But I mean, one of you wanted to know what you should do to protect your liver prior to New Year's. Well, of course I said, well, don't be an idiot on New Year's. Okay, I mean, it's not worth going into liver failure. Well, not that that happens all the time, but some of you guys get really, really stupid drunk, and I get that. You know, I mean, I understand this was a real rough year. Trust me, I'm looking forward to 2014 also. Man, this year stunk. But you know what? Thank God if we're healthy and we have our loved ones, I mean, we're blessed. But, you know, don't blow off these over-the-counter supplements. Realize that these over-the-counter supplements could be causing liver issues. So if you are popping Tylenol and Excedrin and Motrin and Aleve, that could bother the liver too. So, you know, if you're worried, if you want to kind of detox, shall we say, there's no medication to detox. People are like, okay, what should I take to detox? Should I take vinegar? Should I eat, you know, lemon and do the apple cider? No. Just, there's no true detox. If you want to detox your liver, it's just make sure you hydrate and don't put crap in your body so your liver doesn't have to, you know, worry about metabolizing it and, you know, filtering out the toxins. That's the best thing you can do. You know, try to be as clean and pure and natural with your food as possible. You know, a lot of my naturopath patients, they say, oh, yeah, you know, I'm taking this natural supplement. To me, that's a little bit ironic. Contradictory. I mean, don't be putting supplements then in your body. If you're really going to be natural, then just eat the natural food. Okay? I mean, you know, if you're going to be applying aloe vera to your burn, take an aloe vera plant, crack it in half, right? Of course, you know, it's hard to sterilize, but try not to get any bugs or insect poop on your wound, right? And then you use the aloe vera plant. That's natural. But a lot of these supplements that have natural ingredients, that's not being a true naturopath. Just realize that, okay? I really dig naturopaths and what they do and what they recommend, but you have a lot of people buying supplements over the counter that, and they think they're doing the naturopathic way. No, I mean, see a true naturopath to find out what you're supposed to do for that. But, you know, in terms of the liver, just, you know, avoid your anti-inflammatories, try to avoid alcohol in between. Okay, I know it's hard. Some of us still, I have family still coming in. We still have more, we aren't done with the family thing. We aren't, but that's okay. That's okay, because I really don't drink, so it's not that big a deal. You know, and I love my family. I miss them. It's some of the family that we actually like, so that'll be okay. Yeah, Mom's coming over again. I know Mom was already here, but that, you know what? It's okay, because see, here's the thing. The other family's a buffer. Okay, do you guys even know how to handle in-laws and family? Do you even know? Have you even been listening to my show? You need buffer people. Buffer. Okay, your family will not do the crap that they usually do with the guilt trips and all that stuff if there's strangers in the house. Always invite a friend who's a stranger to them, so that they have to be on good behavior. It was awesome. Christmas, we had a friend over, right? And we had my mom. And my mom really behaved herself. Now, she did go upstairs and she was a pain in the butt to the grandkids, you know, and I tried to kind of keep her downstairs so I could keep her in check. But, you know, to see my mom have to behave herself the whole time because there was a stranger in the house, it was actually really entertaining. I love my mom. But, oh my gosh, I mean, she always has to talk about somebody who died or somebody's hemorrhoids, and I really don't want to hear that when I, you know, I'm trying to eat a goose that's not that good that I spend $90 on. So do that. You know, whenever you have family over, you know, have friends or whatever, because whenever there's a stranger in the house, you know, even I'm on good behavior. If there's people I don't know, I'm usually really, really quiet in the beginning. You know, and I sit there, I'm like, hi, I'm very cordial. I don't use foul language. I mean, I'm a completely different person. You wouldn't even recognize me. So if you want real Dahlia, then just have, you know, family and everybody there. But I mean, if you want, you know, very groomed and media Dahlia, say there's going to be some people there that we don't know that are really, really nice. And then I'll be like, oh, crap. Oh, and if you want really subdued Dahlia, say there's going to be a lawyer in the house. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you have also asked about now, what do you do to lose weight? What should be the first thing you do? Here's the thing, okay? I don't want you getting depressed in January. Everybody gets depressed in January, and I don't really want you guys to have to be dealing with that. And so what I would recommend is do little baby steps, okay, when it comes to dieting, baby steps. Now, there's this idea of stretching the stomach. Okay, I remember in medical school, you know, we were talking about debunking that myth, but there's really something to that about stretching the stomach and having the stomach smaller, which is why a lot of the bariatric surgery does so damn well. So if a lot of you over-engorged and overate, see, I don't have to worry about New Year's Day with you guys, because New Year's Day, most of you are hungover and you can't even look at food. And yes, we're going to be talking about hangovers also, probably on Monday. You know, we'll probably talk about hangovers just to review that, how, you know, Sprite was supposed to be the number one hangover cure. So we'll talk about that. Not that I'm proposing drinking, but I got to understand who my audience is, right? You guys are going to party on New Year's. I get that. All right. We got to celebrate the ringing in of Obamacare. I get that. Go Scotch. But when it comes to, I think the last of your big, huge, heavy meals are over now for a while, right? Most of you don't overeat on Valentine's. I don't talk about Valentine's because a lot of you are trying to have sex, right? That's a general rule. If you're going to have sex, you really don't want to overeat, right? Because you don't want any extra gas or burping or whatever during the deed. So I don't have to worry about that. So the first thing I would do is just start doing smaller meals. You don't have to start dieting now if you don't want to. You don't have to go no low carbs. You don't have to do any of that. But what I would do is just do little smaller meals. Let's try to get the stomach shrunk again a little bit. Okay, eat that little bit of food. Make sure you're getting your vegetables because I'm sure a lot of you did not eat the healthiest food. Okay, and slowly start your exercise, maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes. But if you feel like you have to go from 0 to 90, you're not going to do it. And some of you may not be physically fit enough to go from 0 to 90. Get your hearts checked. You want to know what I find really intriguing? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Are all the ads now for workout equipment and Nutrisystem, and I mean, are you guys seeing what I'm seeing? It's very, very entertaining. Now there's all, and I gotta tell you, I almost bought, I was watching Pawn Stars or something, and I guess there's a treadmill now that, where you could put Paris, you could put Pacific Coast Highway, PCH, or whatever, and then you could be working out while looking at that. Now, that is pretty, pretty cool, but I think these, I don't know if it was a NordTrack or something, they were using the Biggest Loser trainer on that, you know, who looks really good and exercises a lot. We have an incline that could be really, really high. All right, to me it looks cool. If I'm going to buy a piece of workout equipment, I may buy that one. I got to check it out. But the thing is most of us, we don't really do that. We don't really, you know, pretend like we're in Paris. That would depress me. I've never been to Europe. So I don't want to, like, pretend I'm in a place that I really don't have any money or time to go and see. But what I do is I play Candy Crush or I play my Vegas slots or something. So I play games while working out. I hit the button, right? Then I hit the button again. So it moves my arms while I'm on the treadmill. And I'm wondering if that's what they need to do. I mean, maybe there's already workout equipment out there, but if you guys want to design something to make some money, then pad it where your video games are coming up on the screen. You know how many people are addicted to that Candy Crush game? Have Candy Crush come up on the screen. Here's the only problem. I don't know where many of you guys are. Some of you are on like level 400 something. I think I'm on level 60, and you keep running out of lives. That is dangerous. Okay, Candy Crush needs to get a flipping clue. All right, we stop playing because we run out of lives. I'm not going to sit there and start buying lives. I'm going to skip the game for a couple days till I get my lives back. But that would be a brilliant piece of workout equipment where your video game, your World of Warcraft, your Minecraft, the game where you shoot hookers, what is that? The Grand Theft Auto, whatever that is. Not that I want anybody shooting hookers, but those games, have that on the workout machines. Maybe more people will work out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freestrikeeye.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Michael wants to know why Lortab and Vicodin aren't as strong anymore. His prescription has been changed, and he starts going on about the different numbers he's on, the 5, the 7.5, the 10. What's happening, just really quickly before we go on to some medical news, is many of your Lortabs and Vicodins are being changed to Norco, where the Tylenol component is being switched from 500 milligrams to 325 milligrams. I know this because so many pharmacies have been calling me, yelling at me that I'm writing the wrong dose. And I'm like, wait a second, I've had a medical degree. I've had my, pharmacy license and my medical license for years. I knew that was happening, but I thought that was happening January 1st. I guess now it's getting harder and harder to get Lortab, and you're getting your narcotic with less Tylenol. The narcotic could still be the same, so nobody panic, but the Tylenol component is less to help protect the liver. Now, I haven't really heard many patients notice the difference. Okay, the 175 milligrams less of Tylenol. I'm not seeing much of a difference, but this is a move towards trying to healthify some of the medications that many of you guys are on a routine basis. You should not be on narcotics on a routine basis, but because many of you are, you have been imbibing about a half a gram of Tylenol per pop, per pill, and if you're taking 10 pills a day, we're talking about 5 grams of Tylenol. Alright, and so we get a little bit nervous the higher the grams of Tylenol. We talked about 8 grams a day being toxic and things like that. So, you are going to be seeing the Tylenol component go down. The narcotic component though, depending on what your doctor feels like writing, could still be the same. So, but definitely talk to your doctor about that because pharmacies are now not stocking the other form. Even though the change might not have happened till next year, many pharmacies are not stocking the 10 500s or the 5 500s are stocking the 5 325s, 10 325s. Copy? All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. McDonald's has been under a slew of media, shall we say, criticism. All right. I guess what they did is they had this website where they were giving advice, some Mick advice. And I was on the John Phillips show yesterday. Was it yesterday? KBC. Talking about how, I guess, on the website, they were talking about not eating fast food, where you should be eating healthier food and not fast food. And, you know, of course, you know, we're all giggling and you know, I mean, McDonald's has been kind of getting a bad rap about this, but they took down the website. And I think it's a little ridiculous that they had to take down the website. Now, unfortunately, I never was able to go on the website because every time I did, my computer would say not recommended. I would have that red sort of shield sign, like my antivirus did not trust the website, etc. So I never got to see it. But from what I'm hearing, in between all the giggles and all the media jabs, is they were really trying to give free advice to their employees. Advice on what to do monetary-wise, advice on how to budget, advice on things. And, you know, these workshops that a lot of companies do, that's pretty commonplace. You know, sometimes you could have a motivational speaker come in. Sometimes at these meetings or at these conventions, you'll have people come in. But when you have people as spread out as people in the McDonald's franchise, then what ends up happening is, you know, you have to come up with another way to communicate with them. So I guess the website got taken down because too many people were giggling and making jabs at it. And, I mean, I get it. I do see the irony, all right? I get that, okay? Telling your fast food workers not to eat the food, right? Now, this is what I thought. I told John Phillips what I had thought. Maybe what was going on is too many employees are eating their food, so it's a money thing. You know, think about it. You know, I used to work at Jack in the Box. I was making about $4 an hour in the 90s, and I was working at the Jack in the Box near UNLV. A lot of you guys that are familiar with Maryland Parkway, I was working at that Jack in the Box. I look pretty cute in the polyester pants, and I was really, really hungry. Now, I'm not saying I stole anything, okay? But if you drop something on the ground, you had to throw the food out. Well, I cut a couple pieces of food falling to the ground. Well, because I had to catch it with my bare hands, I didn't think that food was appropriate for me to reserve to the public. Right? So I ate it. Yeah, because again, I mean, it was gonna go in the garbage. I didn't steal. It was accidental food casualties that ended up putting in my mouth. So I can understand if this type of accident casualty thing happens a little bit more often than these fast food. No, the statutes of limitations are over. They can't do anything. That was 20-some years ago. Anyway, hey, you know what? I was a good worker. They made their money on me. All right, people came all over to see Dahlia behind the counter. Trust me. All right, I was some hot stuff in my 20s. Anyway, my guess is maybe they're trying to get people to quit eating their food. You're supposed to be getting a discount, I think, when you work at fast food for the fast food, right? But I think so many people have been, like, you know, nibbling it for free that they're like, maybe what we'll do is we'll scare everybody and tell them, you know, not to. I believe his name was Mark. He was a co-host on the show yesterday. He had said that maybe it's a liability issue with with McDonald's. Maybe they're worried that so many people are going to have heart disease, etc., and they don't want the employees to sue them. So the website is trying to tell them, don't be eating this kind of food. And you know, no, you're not supposed to be eating, you know, fast food. Fast food is supposed to be a treat. It's supposed to be there for the once in a blue moon time when you need to grab something quick. And unfortunately, over the last 30 years, it's become main staple. I mean, we've talked about this. I mean, my mom would cook corned beef and cabbage and, you know, I don't know, pork chops even. I loved her pork chops. It was one of the very few foods she could actually cook. We're Jewish, right? And she'd cook pork chops, but I mean, we let it happen because she really couldn't cook. Very rarely some bland chicken she'd cook or whatever. And I mean, if we were in a mad hurry or we were on a trip, I mean, it would be very well known that it was such a treat that we were getting fast food. But nowadays, okay, what are we doing for dinner? Well, we'll either do KFC or no. Okay, you know, those are just supposed to be treats. They're for you in a bind, and that's why the fast food industry has become so huge, because people are using it as a main staple. And no, it shouldn't be. I don't want them out of business by any means. I mean, they're there for a reason. And that whole, you know, treat thing is a very valuable thing. Trust me, I love knowing that I could get a 99-cent burger and a jam if I have to. But, you know, what kind of ticks me off is you got a company trying to teach their employees. There were some free resources there, and the media gave them such a hard time that they had to take it down. That kind of stinks. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is very interesting. This study caught my eye. They say people who have more spirituality or more religious have increased thickness in their brain cortex. So religious people have actual biological changes in their body. Researchers at Columbia University in New York City found that the outer layer of the brain, known as the cortex, is thicker in some areas among people who place a lot of significance on religion. Now, they only looked at 103 adults between the ages of 18 and 54 who were the children and grandchildren of both, I guess, depressed study participants and those who were not depressed. The team was led by Lisa Miller. I'm reading this from drugs.com. And she analyzed how often the participants went to church and the level of importance they placed on religion. This assessment was made twice over the course of 5 years. Using MRIs, they were able to measure the cortical thickness. Okay? The study was published in Christmas's JAMA Psychiatry, and it found that you saw thicker brain cortices, right, in people, I guess, who were more religious. They said the effect was stronger among those at high genetic risk for depression than those at lower risk. They said this was evident in a part of the brain where the thinner cortex may be linked with more of a genetic risk for depression. So what does this mean? I really have no clue. Okay, I mean, do I think religion makes you healthier? I think a lot of religions do. I think spirituality does. Even atheists who have kind of a good sense of good and bad and a way to cope, I think those people tend to do better. Do I think religion can actually change body parts? No, I don't. And again, this was only 100 people, so I'm not completely swayed on this one. All right, but still, hey, it doesn't hurt to pray. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know,
improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I mean, this isn't really good news for us because I heard, you know, it was already caught. But I guess, did you hear that Delta Airlines were selling flights as low as $20? And these tickets, I guess, have been available for some time until they fixed the website. And Delta is going to honor the quote-unquote mistake fares that were on the site. You know, you always wonder, whenever there's a mistake fare online, okay, we've seen that before. Remember I told you my husband, when those GPSs first came out, like those expensive ones that you would put in your car, right, there was like one on sale for like $19.99, you know, and so he's like, okay, well, maybe, you know, maybe there's some new technology back order, I'll buy this one, that's great, and then, you know, people found out it was a mistake, etc. I mean, do you ever wonder, could it be an employee that just gets mad at the company and decides to go online and say, well, let's to heck with them. I'm just going to, you know, I mean, who is the one? I mean, do computers have a mind of their own? Am I the only one kind of getting a little suspicious and freaked out here? Either there's somebody purposely trying to screw the company over by messing with the pricing, or these computers are thinking on their own. And if you have a business, you may want to just every now and then check what you are selling your goods for. All right? Because, you know, people are going to buy the cow if they're going to get the milk for free. Well, maybe they won't buy the cow. Anyway, wrong analogy, but I'm sure it somehow applies. Anyway, so Yahoo News reported that people began reporting the mistake fares on websites like FlyerTalk.com at 9 a.m. and that the low fares disappeared from Delta's website yesterday at about 10:45 a.m. The fares were also available at Expedia.com, Priceline.com, and other travel websites. Now, I think that is really, really, really cool that Delta is going to honor those. Now, you want to know what's actually brilliant is whenever you have a screw-up like this, right, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Okay, I'm sure, number one, everybody's talking about Delta. Okay, number two is people are going to probably continually go on their site to check their fares. Now, when you kind of look at this and you look at the media strategy, you kind of stop and go, wait a second. Maybe this was done on purpose. Maybe they purposely did. I mean, y'all think about it. You just, every now and then, I mean, but you should advertise that you're going to do that. Just every now and then, have some fire sale on your website. Don't tell people when it's happening, like a pop quiz. And then, I know, I haven't given you guys a pop quiz in a while. I need to. Thank you for reminding me. And then, you'll just repeatedly go and check that website out. But I mean, it has to be something that makes national media like that. I mean, if people know that every now and then you can get a $20 ticket, who knows? Maybe this is marketing genius. But $20 flights, yeah. So anyway, if any of you were able to benefit from that, that's great. For the rest of us, I mean, even if I could buy $20 flights, I really don't know where I would go right now. I got to work. So, I know. I need a vacation. I really do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was interesting. Speaking of computers, they say Game of Thrones topped the list for the most illegally downloaded program. Apparently, there's this website called BitTorrent. I had no idea this existed. It's almost, I think, like the Napster of videos, where I don't know much about BitTorrent. I'm learning about this now. But apparently they say that fans of Game of Thrones downloaded the third series finale, the series finale, because it was in its third series, 5.9 million times via file sharing service BitTorrent. Apparently, a piracy monitoring site claims this, and they say that the figures suggest that more people watch a finale via the site than when it aired on cable. On cable, it pulled 5.5 million viewers. Now, I don't know if you guys watch Game of Thrones. It is phenomenal. I like it almost as much as Boardwalk Empire. That is how good that show is. The problem is they kill off a lot of people. Just like, you know, Walking Dead. You start to like the person and then they die. So you just got to kind of be prepared for that. But so far, some of our favorite characters are still alive. And you guys know which ones I'm talking about. But I guess if more people are pirating these shows, all right, then obviously, you know, networks are going to be like boo-hoo. And then we're going to have to feel sorry for the big, rich networks. Who else won? Breaking Bad was the second most downloaded. The Walking Dead, 33.6 million downloads. The Big Bang Theory. Is that really that funny a show? I saw a couple episodes. I mean, it was okay. The Big Bang Theory. Dexter came in number 5. By the way, Dexter, I'm going to start watching. I caught up with Walking Dead. I caught up with Breaking Bad, so I'm caught up with everybody on that one. I just have to now watch Dexter. How I Met Your Mother, Suits, Homeland, I'm going to start watching because I haven't had time, but I want to start watching that one. Vikings, I've been watching. And then Arrow. So I don't know most of these, but I guess those were the top downloaded shows that were supposed to be illegal. You got to be careful. Please don't go to jail for TV pirating. But I got to tell you something, all right? It's the show's fault. These shows are such soap operas that you go crazy when you miss, you know, my husband and I, we were taping Walking Dead. We didn't go crazy over it, but I guess our stupid DVR system only taped 6 minutes. And it wasn't that we were out of battery or out of memory. So it only taped about like 6 minutes. So we didn't get to see one whole episode. Yeah, we had all the other episodes. We can't go and see the other episodes without seeing that one. So we were stuck in purgatory until we could somehow wait and see. And now, again, I don't really know how to download a copy online, so I didn't. But I could see the desire to do that. You know, I could see the incentive to be like, look, I just want to see the show. That's all I want to do. If it's on TV for free, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's just one of those weird things where, you know, you would think, okay, it's on television. You turn on the television set, it's free. But I guess the marketing dollars, it's all money and somebody's counting it. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of counting, looks like there's already talk of the presidential, obviously, the presidential primary. All right, I guess Chris Christie seems to lead the bunch, and I guess another Bush wants to run. And then, of course, on the Democratic side, you have Hillary Clinton, and then I guess Joe Biden really trailing behind. I got to admit, I mean, you know, Joe Biden, he's a real nice guy. Yeah, you know, he doesn't really know how to deal with the public too much, you know, in terms of, you know, when he speaks. But I think we all screw up sometimes. It would be interesting for me to see more of a Democratic fight, because we know there's going to be a big Republican fight, right, for the primary. It would be interesting to see what happened. I think many of us found the whole Obama-Clinton thing kind of entertaining, right? And then we were kind of really surprised. Really? Secretary of State Clinton? Really? So that's kind of interesting. People are already starting to put in their bids and their bets on midterm elections. You know, it's the holidays. I really don't want to think about elections, but you got to realize this time of year, there's not really a lot of news. So I was putting on the news today, prepping for my show, and what are they talking about? They're talking about the 2016 election, right? I mean, Obamacare has been kind of done to death, right? Everybody's complaining of Obamacare. I think nobody wants to talk about that anymore. So it's interesting. You're going to kind of see these weird esoteric type, you know, do we really have to talk about this now? Yeah, because it's in the media. In terms of medical news, we're going to be talking about in the next hour how concussions may be linked to Alzheimer's risk. Now, this is kind of important for those of us who have done a lot of sports and have unfortunately dealt with a lot of, I guess, concussive type injuries, okay? We're also going to be talking about this researcher who, I guess, quote unquote, faked his research in order to get a big, hefty grant. I think it was like a $19 million grant. And then while the term fake is being thrown around, they say knee operation is no better than quote-unquote fake surgery. We'll talk about that. So as you can see, we got a busy next hour on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDAII.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockItPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockItPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockItPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.